You know what? A lot of it's the same, but a lot of it's different. The sun and the stars look the same because we're not that much closer to them, but sunrises and sunsets are pretty spectacular from the space station, and of course we get 16 of them each day. Ryan, fantastic question. We always need a way back home. So our spaceship will undock from the space station, and it's got an engine on it, and we do a big engine burn that heads us back towards Earth. Over. Isabella, you know, I'm not even sure what the weirdest thing is. I think mostly it's very easy to lose things in space, because if you don't put them down properly, they will just float away in no time flat. Over. Annabelle, there's a lot of emotions involved in a launch. Mostly I'm very excited and a little bit hesitant, just because you never know if everything's going to go right. But as soon as the engines light off, it's all excitement going up to the space station. Physically, it can be pretty hard on the body. You feel the force of gravity many times over when you're launching. On the way home, it's a lot of emotion there as well, because at the time where I know it won't be too long till I get to see my friends and family again. And once we get on back on Earth, gravity is a little hard to get adjusted to again. Over. Kaylee, I was so excited when I found out I was going to the ISS. It was something that I had been working towards my entire life, and to get the opportunity to actually do it is incredible. Over. Miriam, excellent question. Actually, when we get back to Earth, we have no problems walking, sort of, because of all the exercise we do up here. The biggest problem is your inner ear. Your inner ear is what gives you your balance, and it works off of gravity. And because it hasn't had gravity in a while, it is very confused when you get back on Earth. You feel really, really dizzy for a while, and it takes a while to get over that. Other than that, you've got a lot of aches and pains while your body's adjusting to gravity again. Over. Giovanni and Dylan, that is a very excellent question. Because if we don't keep our stuff in check, it will go everywhere and will damage equipment. But mostly, we have all our liquids in drink bags, so we drink out of a straw, so everything is contained. And all our food is a little bit wet, so it sticks to the spoon and doesn't go flying everywhere. Over. Ariana, honestly, I like to go flying through the space station. I like to look out the window and planet, and I like to spend time with my crewmates. Over. We actually are not allowed to bring our phones up here. We don't have access to cell towers, so they wouldn't do any good. But we do are allowed to bring some personal items. I've got some pictures of my family, so I can always have them close to me. Over. Aiden and Omar, you know, that is something we talk about a lot. I haven't actually decided, but when it gets close time to come home, the folks on the ground will ask us what we want to eat. Last time when I came home, it was Thanksgiving, and so we had a turkey dinner as our first meal. Over.